as we kick off our SMSU campus update. You don't like that forecast.
You know, I always have something to say about the weather.
Yep.
And I know you're just the messenger, yep. But I hate your forecast.
Yeah, I know. That's fine. And I really kind of laid into it, too.
Yeah, you did.
I had to
really
hit every single day that had
emphasizing
snow.
Emphasizing that snow word.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought we were going to get by with this winter easy, and it's going to hit us here at the end.
Well, what better way to start Minnesota spring than with a big forecast of snow in it?
True.
Exactly.
And March is always the snowiest month, and April is the cruelest month, so here we are.
Is that because my birthday is in April?
And no, it has nothing to do with that.
Okay, just making sure. Hey, also joining us in studio is Dr. John Ginocchio, professor of music and director of bands at SMSU. Dr. John Ginocchio, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Can you handle this?
And I can tell you that, you know, that weather forecast is just wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, National Weather Service has not received the note that we have a guest artist coming in.
Yes!
And, you know, when they do, that's going to change.
Okay.
So,
Okay. So we'll just have to make sure the National Weather Service corrects that, gets rid of the snow, because, like you said, we got a guest artist coming to town. First of all, or we're going to talk about that here in just a bit, but first of all, let's learn a little bit more about you, some of your background, and what brought you to SMSU.
Well, I came to SMSU from Indiana. I spent, how long did I spend? I spent 13 years in Indiana teaching and the last 3 years of that doing my doctorate at Ball State, and came out here to SMSU after I finished my doctorate, and I've been here ever since. And in a nutshell, that's it, really.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yep.
All right, well, let's get down to the fun stuff here. We're talking today about your upcoming concert with guest artist Tom Scott. Now, I have heard of Tom Scott, but I've heard of Tom Scott, the big YouTube personality who delves into all these neat things. So then I searched in Tom Scott music, and boy, you got yourself an artist.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Tom he's a legend in the jazz world and really beyond the jazz world. He's done just about everything that you can do as an artist. He started performing professionally as a teenager back in the early 60s. Started recording his own solo albums in 1967. And since that time has recorded over 30 solo albums. He's had 3 Grammy Awards with 13 nominations. And he is just, he's recorded with all kinds of big names. He's recorded with Michael Jackson. So if you listen for the saxophone on the song Billie Jean, that's Tom Scott playing. The saxophone solo in Listen to the What the Man Said by Paul McCartney and Wings, that's Tom Scott.
That is so cool. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. Marcy is fangirling right now.
I am. I love this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he was actually an original member of the Blues Brothers, which I actually did not know when I invited him. Although he was recommended to me by Tom Bones Malone, our guest artist from last year, who was also a founding member of the Blues Brothers. But he played with LA Express. He has done studio recordings for all kinds of artists. He's on a lot of television and movie soundtracks. So, you know, if you listen to movies like Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., The Jerk, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, recently A Star is Born, all those, you hear a saxophone on there, that's Tom Scott playing. And he's done a lot of writing and production himself. In addition to the music that he writes for his own solo albums, he has also written a lot of music for television and movies. He wrote the entire movie score for Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. He wrote the movie score for Stir Crazy, Uptown Saturday Night, and plenty of others. Those of us who remember the 1970s sitcom Starsky and Hutch, which you may not. But
not the series, but I remember the film remake, if that's worth anything.
Well, he's the one who wrote the theme song for the original sitcom.
Very cool.
As well as the theme song for Family Ties, which was, you know, really the first big starring role for Michael J. Fox on television. And He was the musical director for the Emmy Awards 9 different times. He's been the musical director for the Academy Awards, for Comic Relief, People's Choice Awards. He was a music director for the Carol Burnett Show for a while. The guy has done everything.
He's big time.
He is.
He's big time.
He is big time.
It's exciting for us to have him coming here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he's such a great guy, too. I've spoken with him several times now and just the friendliest guy you'll ever meet. So.
And you kind of touched on it. How are you able to get him to show up this year?
Well, you know, every year I ask for recommendations from the guests that I bring in. And I just say, hey, now that you've been through this, do you know anybody that you think would do a good job doing a similar type of workshop with my band and our area high school bands? And Tom was one of the first people that Bones Malone recommended to me. And I've known his name for years from his solo albums in particular. And, you know, every year we get wonderful support from the Southwest Minnesota Arts Council through their Arts in the Schools residency grants, which are provided through funds provided by the Minnesota State Legislature. And so really, that's one of the main reasons that we're able to bring Tom out to Marshall in Southwest Minnesota.
Now, you've been doing these guest artist concerts for a number of years.
For 18 years.
There we go.
It was one of the very first things I initiated when I started teaching here at SMSU. That fall, I came in and one of the first things I did was contact a guest artist about coming in to play and work with the jazz ensemble. And
that's awesome.
Really been, I think it's been one of the most valuable experiences for our students over the last 18 years to have the chance to play with and talk with and learn from people who have been there and have played, you know, made jazz their lives. It's just a wonderful experience for them and great for me, too.
And not just the students at SMSU, but the high school jazz bands from the area, because you also go to another town, work with the students in that high school, and the community come and hear the concerts, and they have usually a noontime chit-chat.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, there are lots of opportunities for people to get to hear Tom. I mean, we try to spread the wealth, that, you know, I could get the money to bring him in and just have him, you know, work with my group, but why not, you know, spread the wealth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we talk about the concerts you have coming up? You have two, one in Redwood Falls with the Redwood Falls High School, and then also one in Marshall with the Marshall High School, as well as the Lakeview Jazz Bands performing with the SMSU Jazz Ensemble.
Yeah, so whenever we bring in a guest like this, we always line up performances, and with this guest artist, and most of our jazz guests, we line up two performances. On Monday, I will take Tom over to Redwood Valley High School, and he will do a clinic with their jazz band right after school. And then that evening, at 7:30, we'll do a concert. The concert always starts with the hosting high school band or bands in the area. So Redwood Falls Jazz Ensemble will do some playing. After that, my jazz ensemble at SMSU will get up. We'll play several charts on our own, and then we'll bring out the headliner. And we've got about 5 pieces lined up that we'll be doing with Tom while we're there. Actually, just yesterday, I was trading emails with the band director over there. I think we're going to try to do a combined piece with that group as well. There's a piece that they happen to have in their folder that my group has been working on in the fall as well. So I think we'll do playing together, which is always fun. Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday, I'll be taking Tom up to Lakeview High School to do a clinic with their students and their director. And that night they will be coming down. They're actually going to open the program that night. And after them, there are 2 high school jazz ensembles this year, which is the first time in quite a while that they've had 2. So it's great. Both of those groups are going to perform a piece or two. Then our group will come out and play again. Then we'll bring out Tom again. So 2 really wonderful nights of music, some great music to hear from the high school groups, college group, and of course from Tom.
Is there one piece you're really excited to be playing?
Well, you know, there's a lot of music that I'm excited to be playing. But one piece in particular that we're doing with Tom is one of his own compositions. It's called Napa Valley Suite. It's actually, it's a 6-movement work, but we're only doing 3 of the movements. And it's one that is fairly new. I think he only wrote it last year in the spring. So it has not had a lot of performances. And it was one that he specifically said, hey, I'd really love to do this one with your group if they can handle it. So we're going to do our best on it.
But the students are excited to be playing it too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he sent us a lot of really great music to do with him. Several, 3 pieces are his own compositions. Napa Valley Suite, the 3 movements are all very different. You know, it's actually a little hard to describe. You have to just come to the concert and listen to it. But we also have a nice funk chart that he wrote called Tomcat that we'll be performing with him, and then a swing piece called Backburner. And then we'll also be doing a couple pieces by Oliver Nelson. And actually, we had Oliver Nelson Jr. out here 3 years ago. It's nice to get back to Oliver Nelson's music as well. So,
very cool.
Now, a lot of people may not understand jazz. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it, but you know, jazz, it's an interesting way of playing music, isn't it?
It is. You know, one thing that, you know, for people that love jazz, one of the things that we love is that the music's going to be a little different every single time you hear it. You know, I love A Night in Tunisia, and I probably have 15, 20 different recordings of A Night in Tunisia at home, and none of them are the same. You know, you can hear the melody, but everything else about it is different. And, you know, for people like myself who really love jazz, we love that variety. We love the spontaneity that comes along with playing jazz. And it's actually one of the same thing that, you know, people who aren't as big of fans of jazz, that's actually one of the things that sometimes they don't like so much. They, you know, a lot of people like the predictability of music because, let's face it, a lot of the music we listen to on the radio, you're hearing the same thing every time. And it's like, you know, you go listen to one of your favorite artists do a concert, and sometimes they'll change it up and, you know, the crowd will still love it, but it's really different. Mm-hmm. But you, especially when you're seeing them perform live, and you hear the spontaneity that comes from it, it's something that's really special, which is why, you know, we don't just play recordings of these great artists. You know, we want to bring the real people out for people to hear and our students to meet and play along with. You know, my mother actually was not a fan of jazz at all. She said, you know, she said, all it is it's a whole bunch of notes they just throw up at there. Just like, okay. I can understand where you would hear that, but there's a lot of intricacy and sophistication that goes into really good jazz playing. Now, when I improvise a solo, yeah, it's just a lot of notes I throw up, you know, really. But Tom Scott, he knows every note that he's playing before he plays it, and it's there
and
for a
reason.
And you
have to know music really well to do that kind of on-the-fly improv.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, really great jazz performers are just incredible musicians, and it's really inspiring for me.
Well, jazz, it's music by feel, isn't it?
A lot of it is. It's by feel. It's by tradition. It's a uniquely American style of music. It's one of the very few styles of music that truly originated and developed in the United States. And it's ironic that jazz is actually a much bigger deal in Europe and overseas than it is in the United States anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still hear a lot of jazz, but the appreciation of jazz isn't nearly what it is overseas. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it developed out of essentially kind of an oral tradition of music. You know, you would grow up listening to this music and you would learn to play it because you spent your whole life hearing it. And I spent several days down in New Orleans back in January at the Jazz Education Network conference. And they had a number of New Orleans artists come in to talk at that conference. And that was one of the big messages that they said is, you know, so many of them grew up, you know, their fathers, their mothers were performers in New Orleans. And, you know, they were immersed in that music their entire life. So it made sense for them to go into that. And others come in and immerse themselves in it and become part of that community. And that's really what jazz is. Jazz is a community. And you learn to join that community by playing the music and getting to know it.
Now, I do want to kind of circle back because you mentioned Tom Scott writing some musical pieces, but jazz, it's, you know, a genre of feel. How do you just kind of leave some spots blank and be like, play that, what you want right here?
You know, it depends on the style, but yeah, in the case of the music that we're playing with Tom, there's a large part of it that is well planned out, but there are spots in there that are just left completely open for individual spontaneity. Those are our solo sections, and of course he will play quite a few of those in there, and some of our students will play in some of those as well. In other types of music, it's actually far more spontaneous. Sometimes you've just got a little 8-bar or 16-bar melody that you hear once, and then the next 15 minutes of music is improvised over what that melody was and the chords that went with it, and it finally circles back and the song's done. You know, some of the great classic jazz recordings are just a group of four or five guys getting together in a studio and taking 16 measures of music and turning it into a 12, 15-minute piece.
So, incredible.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Can you remind our listeners once again when and where we can tune into these concerts?
Absolutely. So next week, Monday night, March 25th at 7:30 over at Redwood Falls in the Estevo Center for the Performing Arts, we'll be performing, including the Redwood Valley High School Jazz Ensemble. And then Tuesday night, March 26th at 7:30 at SMSU in the Fine Arts Theater, we'll be performing. That will include the Lakeview High School Jazz Group and the Marshall High School Jazz Bands. And there is one other opportunity to come out and hear Tom on Tuesday, March 26th at noon. We will have an open discussion session with him in the Fine Arts Theater. Just give him a time to talk about whatever he wants to, and then leave room for people to ask questions of him.
And all these events are free and open to the public.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we want to make sure that anyone who wants to take advantage of this has that opportunity. It is not often that we're able to bring in or have musicians in the area of this caliber. And we want to make sure that everybody has a chance to hear him play.
Very good stuff. Now, after this week, what do we have coming up next for Dr. John Ginocchio?
Oh, wow. I mean, we're coming up
celebration.
On the Fine Arts Celebration, mm-hmm. which actually begins with our concert on Tuesday. And I hope I'll be coming back in here, you know, maybe in 2-3 weeks and talking about some of those things. But we have a big music alumni weekend coming up at the end of April. We've got right now, as of yesterday when I checked, we have 57 alumni coming back to join us that weekend. There will be a band concert April 20th, and there will be several pieces that will feature alumni band members. Then the next day on Sunday, April 21st, there will be the SMSU Chorale will be performing, and they will also be doing some pieces with their alums. So that's one event that we're very, very excited about that it's coming up. But there's going to be lots of great music, art, theater, I can't even list it all right now.
Very good stuff. Hey,
it's
Dr.
an exciting month.
Yeah, no doubt. Dr. John Ginocchio, Professor of Music and Director of Bands at SMSU. I appreciate the conversation here today, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right. Thanks a lot.
As we now swing it back over to Marcy Olson with a schedule of events, and I feel like we kind of touched on a couple of those already.
We did. We covered a lot of the Fine Arts Celebration stuff, so I'm going to kind of move on to some other things. Just some reminders. We've got the MARL program. Applications are due March 31st. That's a two-year cohort for people who are interested in leadership and agriculture. So those can be found at www.marlprogram.org. Those are due March 31st. We have accounting professor Will Thomas and his wife Candace are teaching a Master Naturalist course that starts April 5th, and they can email will.thomas@smsu.edu to learn more about that or visit our website. And a teaser to next week's show. We have Dr. Ken Murphy, physics professor and director of the planetarium, joining us because he is super excited, as we are, about the upcoming solar eclipse. And that is happening Monday, April 8th. But ahead of that, we have some learning opportunities about eclipses and what those involve. He's hosting this weekend, Saturday, March 23rd at 3 p.m. and Sunday, March 24th at 2 p.m., the show in the planetarium called Lights Out, Eclipses, Whys, Wonders, and Wows. And he'll be talking with us on the radio on Tuesday ahead of two more shows on March 29th and Thursday, April 4th in the SMSU Planetarium. Exciting stuff.
Very cool stuff.
Yes.
I'll be honest, it has been a long time since I've been to the planetarium. I think it was like fifth or sixth grade, but I do remember that field trip. That was awesome.
You are overdue.
I know.
They have much newer equipment in there, and it is quite incredible.
Do you want to watch my kids so I can go to the planetarium show?
Sure.
Okay. There we go.
Happy to do that.
Marcy Olson.
Well, you could bring your kids. They would love it too.
Yeah, but they're like me. They don't know when to shut up.
Be a good opportunity for them to come and check it out.
Very cool.
Open to everyone.
Marcy, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
That's our SMSU campus update here on Radio 14 KMHL.